Hello and welcome to another Towel Capes Reaction Commentary. I'm your host, Cody Nestor. Alongside me is my co-host, Todd Heal.
What's going on, guys?
And today, this is a little bit different than a normal reaction commentary. We have seen this before. It's just been a very long time for me and probably a little less for Todd. But Todd, tell the folks what we're watching today.
Today we're watching Season 1, Episode 1 of Thundercats, the episode entitled Exodus.
We are paused at 2 seconds in. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play, and we're going to get off and running. So we're going to start now. So 3, 2, 1, play, and we're off and running.
Right off the bat here, you talk about your awesome kick-ass 80s cartoon intros. You're staring at it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This is one of the classics. I mean,
there are some other great ones, but this is almost like a personal fave right here.
I was born in the 90s, but I mean, I've seen, you know, a lot of the 80s shows, and I mean, this one does stand out to me. I can't really think of one off the top of my head that I would put above this one. Just visually, the song, it's catchy.
This gets you jazzed right up and ready right from the get-go.
Exactly. Wile E. Kit's the boy, right?
I think Wile E. Kit is the girl, Wile E. Cat is the boy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Does this episode have Jaga in it?
It does.
We have
Jaga the Wise here.
On the list of like replica swords I'd love to have a Sword of Omens.
Sword of Omens would be badass.
Exodus, written by Leonard Starr. Is this, Thundera?
This is Planet Thundera.
Okay. Jaga! You're naked, Tigra!
And of course, right off the bat, we get the famous Naked Cats.
I didn't remember that at all.
They are all nude.
Jesus. What is this?
Well, what can pass for nude in an 80s cartoon back in the day?
Hello, Chitara. Jesus. I did not remember the nude Thundercats. They all look like toys because they have like that line on their thighs.
Right.
Where it looks like they have articulation.
They have the articulation cut for their legs.
Yeah.
Snarf, another one of those long line of 80s cartoon side characters, sidekick type characters.
Right.
Like Orko.
Yeah. yeah, Orko from He-Man. Yeah.
T-Bob from Mask.
Do you remember who voices Lion-O, Todd? I'm going to quiz you while we watch this, too.
I remember his name is Kenny, something Kenny.
Larry Kenny,
yeah.
Chitara is Lynn Lipton. Jaga, Earl Hammond. Snarf, do you remember Snarf?
I do not.
Bob McFadden. Tigra is Peter Newman. Earl Hyman is Panthro. So who was Jaga? Was he just like the leader of Thundera? Is he related to Lion-O at all?
I don't know if they were related. I always, and this is just me, I've never looked it up. I always just assumed that Jaga was the original Lord of the Thundercats, maybe.
Right.
And of course, spoiler alert, he don't make the trip.
So a wonderful and devoted and sincere friend of King Claudus, the father of Lion-O, Jaga was one of the most outstanding members of the Thundarian Council. He will succeed Claudus, who lost his sight fighting the mutants as Lord of the Thundercats and Guardian of the Sword of Omens. So he's kind of like a steward.
Right.
He wasn't the king. He was just like, he was a steward that kind of stepped in.
So Claudus would have been the king, and Lion-O would be the next in line as the Lord of the Thundercats. Jaga's is kind of his.
He's the Volko, to use an Aquaman reference.
Gotcha.
Ah, there's the sword. It gets bigger when you touch it, Todd. like some other things.
What kind of commentary are we doing here?
I don't know anymore.
But, you know, you're right. It starts out almost like a small dagger, but, you know, it turns into a full-size sword.
Sometimes it doesn't, but that happens to everybody, Todd. That happens to every guy.
It's part of getting old, folks.
Sight beyond sight. How can I wake it up and let it know, Todd? Put on some clothes.
You can't this even is... lift that pig sticker.
Come on, Hardigan. You can't even lift that king. Why does Jogger get to wear clothes and no one else wears clothes? No one wants to see his old cat balls.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's the elder statesman. He's allowed.
I wish there was a scene where like somebody's like had their leg lifted up like a cat.
Kind of giving like, themselves a bath.
Going to T'Chara's room and she's just like, Well, hello, Lino. Even the children are nude. What was wrong with the 80s? I mean, T'Chara has some kind of belt on at least. Something tells me Panthro was the most well-endowed. Hey, clothes.
There we go.
Here's your clothes and weapons.
On record now, Panthro is the man.
Is Panthro your favorite?
I would probably have to say so. I mean, outside of Lino, I would probably take Panthro over Lino, I believe. Right. Intruder alert, we got some problems. You're too little to fight, boy.
Does this make you want to go buy that like a Thunder Tank that was like $500 or something?
Oh, the Super 7 Thunder Tank. I wished I could afford that bad boy.
I liked when they released all the Thundercats classic toys, but I ended up selling mine again.
I think those Super 7 figures are 6-inch, 7-inch. So if you imagine a Thunder Tank that scales with a 7-inch figure. And they also did a Kickstarter for a Cat Slayer, and it got funded. So you can imagine how big that's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Was the ship ever put out as a toy, like, originally?
Like this ship?
Yeah.
Not that I ever recall, huh? Thundercats are now engaged in with their evil counterparts, or not their counterparts, but their who they fight throughout the series. It's just the evil mutants.
Nice. The dude that voices Panther, doesn't he play Cosby's dad on the show?
He does. I don't remember his name on the Cosby show, but that's the same actor. The evil mutants are Monkeyin, Jackalman, and Slythe. And they kind of have, as you'll see, kind of like little evil brutes that resemble Slythe. But they're kind of the mutants' underlings.
I'm just looking up. I was wanting to see who did the animation. Japanese studio Pacific Animation Corporation. Studio was acquired in 1989 to form Walt Disney Animation Japan. I always forget that the season one of this is 65 episodes.
Yeah, this was like for syndication.
Big
ass season.
Those were just crazy.
And this was also a Rankin Bass production. If anybody were familiar with Rankin Bass, remember the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
They also did Thundercats and Silverhawks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why do they have a soccer ball? This is a soccer ball.
You know, Lionel's still a kid. He needed a few toys.
What makes a Thundercats? Well, I'm just gonna assume you would say Thundercats is better than He-Man, or am I wrong?
As far as my personal preference of the two, I would probably take Thundercats over He-Man.
What makes Thundercats more preferable to you than He-Man?
I don't know. I think I like the characters a little bit more.
Right.
And I don't have anything against He-Man. I mean, I love Masters of the Universe as well. This is just kind of like a, you know, almost like a 1A, 1B almost type scenario.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think they both do a good job of blending what you would call like the sword, you know, type stuff with sorcery, also with technology.
Right.
You kind of get the best of both worlds with Thundercats and He-Man in the Masters of the Universe. There was just something about this show that it was my jam back in the day.
I mean, I haven't watched He-Man in a long time, but like I feel like this was a better animated show, at least to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, Filmation did He-Man, and they're more known for use and reuse of a lot of stock footage, a lot of stock shots. You know, you'll see He-Man jump on Battle Cat the same way 3,500 times. He'll throw a punch, the same punch, you know, 1,500 times
throughout
all those episodes. It seems like, I know them numbers are exaggerated, but it seems like that.
Right.
But this show relied more, or not more, but less on stock animation than Filmation did.
I mean, it looks good. Yeah. I'm just watching it again. I'm like, you know, I'm not an animation expert at all, but like, it passes my test. Even though that Sword of Omens does look a lot bigger than it was a while ago
right.
in that one shot, but.
And even this, I mean, like I say, it's a good show, and I have fond memories of it, but it does kind of get into kind of a lot of rinse and repeat, you know. Lion-O gets into trouble. Lion-O has to summon the Thundercats with a sword. Thundercats come bail Lion-O out.
Big fight.
We'll see you next week.
Mum-Ra back at his castle being pissed off
right.
that his plan didn't work. See you next week, folks.
So they've got to alter their plans. They can only shoot for this place because they can't reach the other place they were going for.
Sucks for them, unfortunately. Keep going if I were you, Panthro. It's the third rock from the sun, Todd. You dummy. Oh, yeah, I was going to double check if Wiley Kit was the boy or girl, just to be sure. Wiley Kit is the female, yes. Wiley Cat is her twin brother. Where's your nipples, Jaga? I've got nipples, Todd. Could you milk me?
No. So just to make sure they're going to meet or reach their destination, Jaga's going to have to pilot this thing himself. The ships took some damage. He don't trust the autopilot, so this is the end of Jaga as a flesh and blood person. But
yeah, he comes back as a force ghost a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's very much like a force ghost from the rest of this series. And that's the thing. This series is a little bit Star Wars. In a way, it's a little bit Superman. You know, their homeworld is destroyed. They're having to exile to another planet.
Right.
You kind of get a little bit of both here.
What's the better home base? The Cat's Lair or the Castle Grayskull?
What's a better home base? I'm still going to give that one to Grayskull. I'm giving that one to Grayskull.
Yeah, Grayskull is pretty bad. I don't know that. I do like the Cat's Lair. I do like the look of it. I feel like living in Grayskull would be more depressing.
And as far as the toy line from back in the day goes, I think Masters of the Universe was a much better toy line than Thundercats.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. Just from the original, I remember the original toys that you had.
The scale of them was too big. They didn't scale with any other figures you had. The Cat's Lair, it was nice, but it was really small. And it went really hard on this electronic gimmick where, like, you had a little sled for the mutants that shot at the Cat's Lair, and the Cat's Lair would shoot at the sled, and they shot the budget on that.
What's the better sword, the Sword of Omens or the
Sword of Power?
Power, yeah.
Oh,
I'm giving it to Omens.
I'm giving it to Omens.
It's like hands down to me.
It's just a badass sword. Jaga's gone.
R.I.P. Jaga.
In this form, anyway.
It's just nothing but bracelets and a cloak. Maybe one day we'll go back. We'll watch the rebooted 2011 Thundercats. I really liked that first two-parter. After that, it really went downhill to me.
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot about it. I do remember, like you say, it started strong and then kind of petered out, and then they pulled the plug.
This is also, I mean, Thundercats, this origin is also very much Transformers too.
True. Got a lot.
Which also came out in 85, right?
Yeah, somewhere around that area, 84, 85.
When does Lino grow up? Look, Snarf's coughing.
So the thing is, so the way they explain it is, Lino's cryo chamber was damaged before you ever got in it. So he has aged. He's already grown up right here.
Okay. That's actually a good explanation for a kid's cartoon. Academy's
over. He's a full-grown dog right here.
You mean
or cat. Yeah, he's a full-grown cat.
Your bosom is showing, Lino. Now you're 40, Lino. You were 14 before, now you're 40.
But it's cool. I always thought it was kind of cool how they played it because, you know, his body has grown, but his mind, he's still a kid.
Like you, Todd. Very much like you.
And oh, I had forgot too. Right there, Jaga just said that while the suspension capsules slow down the aging process, some aging does occur. Right. So Lino goes in as a kid, he comes out as a full grown man. Right. So you got to figure his pod was damaged somehow. Mm-hmm. Because if you go off of what Jaga just said right there, the other Thundercats should come out, you know, showing some age. They pretty much come out looking like they did when they went in.
Exactly. Like Lino's was almost reversed.
Right.
He's got amnesia. Show me all the ones that look like Slythe.
Thank you. Yeah, Snarf brings this to him and Lino refuses it, thinking it's a toy.
Jesus. Just imagine Obi-Wan being like, this weapon is your life. Yeah, they do look a lot like Slythe. Which one is it? Tigra? Well, they're all in there. Yeah.
I can't remember if this ran for 3 seasons or 2 seasons. But towards the end, we gained 3 more Thundercats. I do remember there's another mutant shows up, Vulture Man.
They needed more toys.
Yeah. But whenever I think, when I consider the Thundercats, I think of the originals. And when I think of the mutants, I just think of these first three.
Right.
And then, of course, you got Mum-Ra, who was already living here on Third Earth. That's my core group. When I think of the Thundercats, that's who I picture.
I like the little music that's kicking in here. Force Ghost Jaga. Get out of that race car, Lino. Get out.
Get off of this planet, Lino.
Get out while you can. There's a damn mummy man here.
What's going on, Jaga? Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
They still sleeping.
I like that. It's like a spade almost. You see that?
Like, you see that? Like the spade on the hilt?
Does that come into play? Does that mean anything, I wonder?
Not that I recall.
Something else, somebody, some underpaid animator is like, I'll put this in.
We'll just put the, you know, we'll put a playing card suit on, yeah, on the sword.
Ah, here we get the theme again. Classic. What is that thing called?
What's that? A bolo whip?
Is that what it's called?
I guess it's just a bolo whip. Tiger could also turn invisible. Panther was your master of anything mechanical. Right. Every group had Donatello.
Yeah.
Every group had to have your machines guy.
True.
Panther was the Thundercats machines guy. Also, you know, he had those badass cat's paw nunchucks. So he had some martial arts training.
Oh, yeah. Where's the sheath come in at? For the, it's like, you know, the glove?
Yeah, the claw shield. I don't remember if this episode it's even shown.
That was always one of my coolest things, because I'm like, the sword can go into it.
It can kind of just stick to his side. Chitara ran fast because, you know, she's a cheetah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense narratively.
Cat and Kit were just basically their thing where they had like little, like, you know, explosive bombs, little stink pellets, little sneeze things.
Stink pellets. Didn't they have surfboards at
they
some
had
point?
Surf, or they had surfboards. They get hoverboards at one point, yeah.
And Snarf does nothing but bitch.
Snarf just bitches and complains. He's the old wet blanket that won't Lino to get in trouble or get hurt. They're all like, yeah, kid, you got a lot of stuff to learn yet, okay?
Snarf doesn't even look like a cat. He looks like some kind of freaking alien. I mean, they're aliens, obviously, but...
And this outro, it's badass.
It is. It is.
Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass.
Bass, yeah. Yeah, there's Pacific Animation Corp. Yeah, I mean, I still think, I have not seen this in a very, very long time. I still think it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a lot of these series do have strong pilots. And
they do.
You know, they kind of function as that 30-minute commercial for the toys. But I feel like this was a little bit, it goes a little bit more than, like, just being a 30-minute toy ad. I feel like it's pretty strong overall.
It does. It has some good themes. Like I say, you know, it does, you know, kind of get a little rinse and repeat.
Yeah. I mean, 65 episodes for the first season.
You kind of have to.
You got to do something.
Right.
But yeah, there's still some stuff to go. You don't even see Mum-Ra in that episode.
Yeah, you don't even get Mum-Ra in
Exodus. You don't see the claw shield. So there's like still a lot. You don't see, again, no Cat Slayer, no Thunder Tank. So there's still a lot to be added to the universe. So pretty strong episode overall. So if you guys enjoyed watching this, you know, let us know in the comments if you want to see more of this, or maybe us watch the 2011 one again, or just more Thundercats content in general.
Yeah, any 80s cartoon, man, please.
Todd's loving this. This is probably Todd's favorite reaction commentary he's done. He knows very much about this subject. So, Todd, can you tell people how to find us and stay up to date with us on social media?
We are Tau Capes on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Tau Capes Podcast on Facebook. You can also email us at taucapespod@gmail.com.
If you enjoy the show, please consider following us on your podcast platform of choice and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Tau Capes will return next week. We want to thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye, guys.
See you guys.